In business, we try to focus on the bottom line. In all reality, the bottom line is the people behind the money that is spent. If you can learn how to better serve those customers, you will get more money and have a better satisfied customer base. One of the best ways to care for customers is to offer them more of what you already do or complementary services that will help them get more out of your product or services. You must start with a clear understanding of a sales funnel. What is a sales funnel? I can explain a sales funnel in 4 words. Want fries with that? Fast food is one of the best examples of using sales funnels. You go in for a burger. They suggest fries. Then, they tell you, can you have a meal deal for just a little bit more? They ask you if you want to upsize the meal and top it off by suggesting a hot apple pie or an ice cream cone. Let's look at the money. These are rounded figures from a burger place near my home. $5 burger. $3 fries slash drink. $1 upsize, or cheese added, $2 ice cream or shake. Equals double the money for the same customer. And I won't even go into margins of those items, which are huge for the latter part of the sales funnel. I don't sell burgers, how can I use a sales funnel? One of the ladies I work with does resume counseling. She helps students and those who are transitioning jobs to tweak their resume so it will be more likely to get an interview. She could stop there and just offer resume services. However, if she offers interview preparation, which she does, she will give more value and get more profit from the same client. It is really easy to see how a sales funnel can be used in any business. Just find something that your customer will naturally use after using your main product. A pool cleaner can sell pool cleaning supplies. A plumber can offer a maintenance contract. A resume writer can offer interview preparation. A car sales can offer maintenance, car washes, etc. You know your business well enough to know what else you can offer. Find something that is valuable and will help your customer get more out of your product. If customers see that you are trying to help them and not just trying to get the next buck, then you will have a customer for life. Remember, as Christian business owners, we must care for our customers as if they are part of our family. We are all children of God. Be blessed and be a blessing. Reverend Lyle.